Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, we're going to be encouraged in our walk of faith, encouraging that process, encouraging what God is doing. We've been in the book of Proverbs, going back to that book again, started talking about relationships and wisdom for relationships. So we're going to go back to that book, and we're going to hear what the Lord has to say. Ecclesiastes 9 and 9 says, "Like joyful, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity. For that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun." Proverbs 18 and 22 said, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord." Matthew 19, 4 through 6 says, "And he said, answer said to them, have you not read that he who made them all at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate." Now, we've been talking about Proverbs, and we've been dealing with the adultery portion of this wisdom in Proverbs. And we're going back to that again today, and we're dealing with what I just read. For one thing, we understand that living a joyful life, having a joyful marriage can be difficult, especially in the culture of today, where it seems as if being unfaithful is common and acceptable, but not in the eyes of God. When I said that marriage is honorable to God, it is honorable because it's God's idea, and God has a plan and a purpose for it. He wants it to look like him. It's not supposed to be taken lightly, not supposed to go into it lightly. We're supposed to go into marriage understanding and knowing that it is something that God himself is going to see how well you represented him, showed him. And marriage is something that both parties, male and female, have to accept responsibility for and understand that what they're doing is not to themselves, but it's unto the Lord. And so how it looks, it must look like him. It must exemplify him. And we can't allow the temptations in the pool of the culture to even make us want to go against what God is saying. You have to understand that God wants you to have a marriage that makes his will be exemplified even greater in the earth. Proverbs 5, 18 and 19 says, "Let your fountain be blessed and receive and rejoice with the wife of your youth as a loving deer and graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be raptured in her love. So we understand that it's going to take some work. And this is not just for the husband, because the husband is to love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself. But the wife is supposed to respect. The Bible says respect your husband. Respect your husband. And respecting him and loving him and working together in a godly fashion, you make that home, that marriage, that house, that family, that which exemplifies God. Doesn't mean you're going to always get along, but there are certain things that we have to do to make sure that we don't allow a door to be open for the enemy to come in. We're supposed to treat each other in a fashion that we understand that that person is just not your spouse. That person is also a child of God if they're a believer. And if that one of them is not a believer, the word lets us know if that husband is not a believer. The Bible says that the sanctified wife sanctified the home. You set the atmosphere and the climate for what's going to be in there for him and the children. You set the atmosphere of an anointing that declares and decree, I'm going to make this a peaceable place. And your sanctified lifestyle, your conversation, your behavior can win that person over to the Lord. You got to understand that you are the one that God wants to use to be the light, even in a difficult situation. In my life, I've seen God do great things in marriages that looked like they were over. And I've seen him do things in marriages that there was a fighting chance and someone gave up. But I'm telling you this, if you honor God with your marriage and your conduct and your behavior, God will allow the glory and the victory of his name to be on that marriage and that home. but we have to take the first step and do it God's way. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful and great day. Be blessed and give God glory no matter what's going on in your life, and watch him work it out. Trust him. Be blessed.